welcome back to America Weekend. It's such a pleasure to introduce once again one of our contributing friends to the program, Debbie Gisoni, who is a best-selling author. She's a speaker, an entrepreneur, and she's an inspirational force and a motivator to help people make very simple changes that can radically improve their well-being, success, and self-awareness. On today's America Weekend, Debbie has some important thoughts about getting paid what you're worth.
If I asked you if you are underpaid for the work that you do, what would you say? And if you think you're underpaid, what would you do about it? Or what would you be willing to do about it? I'm sure you know people that say they're not getting paid enough for the work that they do, but many times people are not willing to do anything about it. I think this is especially true for women in the workforce. There are plenty of studies out there that show that women are earning less than their male counterparts in similar jobs or with the same experience. But what do we do about it? Many women are very fearful to ask for more money. I think it really comes down to an issue of fear. Fear of being rejected, fear that you're not worth the amount of money that you're asking for, fear that somebody's going to say no, fear that you're going to lose your job, fear that you're not going to be looked upon favorably, maybe for that next promotion, or that you're not going to be liked by your superiors or by your colleagues. I find that women in particular are more apt to care about whether or not people like them or not. I think it's just part of our upbringing. We are pleasers and want to make everybody around us happy. That's the reason why we don't rock the boat sometimes when we actually should. I know someone who was offered a job with a startup company here in Silicon Valley. Because it was a startup, the organization was offering them less money than they were making in their previous job. They took the job because they really wanted to be part of the startup, but they also took the job because the person that was hiring them said that it would only be about another 2 or 3 months, and they gave them a date that they would bring all the salaries up to market value. Well, 2 or 3 months passed, and my friend did not hear anything from the person that hired them about this raise that was promised when they came on board. She came on board in good faith, thinking that she would be back up to her salary that she was making prior within 3 months. So what does she do? I think she should really ask for the raise, or at least ask what happened to the raise that they promised. Instead, she hasn't done anything, which I think will eventually affect her relationship with the job and with her manager. No good manager in their right mind would want their employees to be unhappy about the amount of money that they make. Because if your employees are unhappy, they're not going to do a good job. They're not going to be motivated. They're not going to be incentivized. I know as a manager, when I've been in that role, I want to do everything I can to make sure that my team is well compensated for their work. I certainly want to be well compensated for my work and get what I deserve. Let me tell you a little bit about a strategy I used to use. Way back in the day when I was advancing my career in the corporate market and moving up the corporate ranks, I felt that I should always ask for what I wanted in my job in terms of money. And the reason I felt like that is because I was a woman in a market that was very, very male dominated. And I figured somewhere in my company or another company, there is a man with the same experience and the same skill set as I had who was probably making more money than I was. So I felt like I should just ask for more money than I even wanted. And when anyone presented a salary to me, I should say it wasn't enough. And I actually did this for many years, and I got exactly what I wanted with every job. And I'm not saying that this works every time or that everyone could get away with this, but I knew my worth at that time. I was working in revenue producing roles, sales, sales management, and higher level, where I had responsibility for bringing in money. And so I had a proven track record. And when you have a proven track record, you can go into a company or your manager or whomever that you need to speak to about your pay and say, look, this is not enough. I want more. And I have to say that I did that every time a contract was presented to me for the next year, and I always got exactly what I wanted. But I knew my self-worth in that job, and that's really important. If you think you're doing as good a job as someone else who's getting paid more, or you suspect is getting paid more, then make sure that you have your facts and figures straight. Make sure you know that your experience level is on par with the other person, or with the job, or with the market, what the market demands of that position in terms of a salary. Make sure that your education is on par. Make sure that your performance has been what you say it's been. You can't really go in and demand more money or even ask politely for more money if, in fact, you're not really worth it or you don't believe you're worth it. This is especially true if it's gender-related, male-female. You don't want to hang everything on a gender issue if it's not really a gender issue. So just because you're a female doesn't mean you should demand everything you want. If your salary is not equitable to a man's in that same company, then yes, absolutely. You know, you might want more money, but you might actually not deserve more money in your job. There are a lot of factors to consider. Whether you're a man or a woman, ask yourself, am I qualified or overqualified for this position? Am I giving it my all? Is there something I could be doing better? Could I get another certification or advance my education for it? If you're going to ask for more money, you need to have thought all of these things through. If you're not interested in doing the work, then maybe you shouldn't be asking for the raise. But if you want to get paid what you deserve and you think you're not getting that now, it's definitely worth it. And when you're getting your facts together and you're explaining that to whomever you need to, be very direct. Say exactly what you've accomplished. If you've taken on more responsibility, for example. Lots of times you get asked to take on more responsibility without the pay. This happens a lot when there's layoffs or cutbacks and you get stuck holding the bag without more money. That's no fun, and I would recommend avoiding that at all costs. There is some other homework you can do before going in and asking for more money. For example, know when you had your last review, for example. Maybe you haven't had one in a really long time. Know your market value. What are people outside of your company that are doing that same job being paid in your industry? Also, be confident. Nobody's going to give you anything unless you feel confident in yourself. Would you give somebody a raise if they weren't confident in themselves? You know, there's that book and movement from Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook called Lean In. I always say there's another approach. Leaning in to me is actually sounding a little timid. I say that you need to stand your ground and step in with force. I don't mean being too aggressive, but definitely being assertive. There is a difference. Leaning doesn't sound assertive enough for me. Also, it's important to have a backup plan. Quite frankly, they could say no. You need to know what you're going to do. You don't want to shrivel up into a corner if that happens. Have a backup plan. If they say no, maybe you ask, okay, when can we explore this issue again? Can we do it in 3 months' time? Can we do it in 6 months' time? If you get an agreement, put it in writing and send them a thank you email just so it is in writing, and then follow up. Make sure you follow up in 3 to 6 months or whenever they said that you can readdress the issue. Sometimes, though, there's just no money in the budget and you have to look at it from another angle. Maybe there's another compromise you make. If they can't give you more money, maybe there's something, I don't know, in the benefits or the flex time or the hours you work or something like that where you can have a little bit of trade-off if the company can't provide more money for you at this time. And then getting back to your backup plan, if you really, really want and feel like you deserve more money in the job that you're doing, you also have to be willing to go out and look for another job that will provide you with that satisfaction and will provide you with market level pay. So if the answer is no, perhaps you just start looking and asking around and start networking and look for another job. The worst thing that could ever happen to you is to be in a position where all you end up doing is complain about your work or about your pay or your environment and don't do anything about it. If the people that you work for are not going to provide you with the income that you need or the income that you feel you deserve, and again, you have to have the facts to back that up, then you have to be willing to change your situation and look elsewhere. So if you want more money and you deserve more money and you have the confidence and the self-worth to make it happen, I say go for it. Don't give up. Give yourself a little boost. Maybe listen to that song by Fifth Harmony called Worth It. That'll give you a good boost. So before you go in and ask for your raise, put on some music and sing Gimme, Gimme, I'm Worth It.
The fabulous Debbie Jasone on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks so much for joining us. America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.